Like most of us, I had the very best grandpa in the world. My grandpa Miller, my grandpa Finnegan never knew. He had died long before I was born. But my grandpa Miller, my mother's father, was just the best guy. He reminded me a lot of Ernie Banks. And don't ask me why, but he did. And he's just a great guy, just wonderful, always present to myself, my brother, sister, his grandchildren, his family. He could do anything. And one day I'm at home with my brother and sister, and we're watching Gilligan's Island or whatever, and the phone rings. And for those of you who are younger, it's a phone that's actually attached to a wall by a cord. And I know it's hard to conceive that these days. But the phone rings, and it's somebody, and my mother's talking, and there's this all of a sudden, like my brother and sister, I would just realize that there's something happening. She hangs up and says, "We need to go see Grandpa and Grandma. Grandpa appears to be dying." I'm thinking, oh, that's impossible. Grandpa can never die. And so, but we pile in the car. We get over there to the apartment complex that my grandparents were living. We get into the apartment, and there's other aunts and uncles and cousins there already, and our grandfather was indeed dead. And it's just like numbing. How could he have passed away? Everyone's kind of quiet, we're crying, we don't know what to do. And after what seemed like a couple hours, might have been 10 minutes, I don't know, all of a sudden my Uncle Don says, looks at his kids and us kids and says, "I'm hungry, let's go get some food." In fact, I remember when my grandmother would die years later, it'd be my Uncle Don who again would say, "I'm hungry, let's go get some food." I think he had a charism for eating. But you know, there's these times in our lives where we all are just numb, and somehow someone in that group calls us to eat, calls us to move forward in life. Often it's a child squirming. Yes. It says, "Take care of me. I'm hungry. Feed me. Clothe me. Play with me." Life has to go on. Yep, we grieve. We have this moment of we have to pause and celebrate a funeral, other things. But life somehow goes forward. Yesterday morning, I gathered with a number of the priests of the Archdiocese and Archbishop Hebda and Bishop Cousins. He invited us to come to meet with him, to have some conversation, to share with him our thoughts, our feelings, our reactions. And afterwards, there was this beautiful prayer service asking God to have mercy upon the church, for God to bring healing to people who have been abused. And there's times when I've just been walking these last several weeks and I go, I just want to put my head in the sand. I don't want to do anything. And I come back from that, and I had to like speak to a group of catechists and teenagers yesterday afternoon after that, and as I'm going into it, I go, "Oh, I just don't want to do it." But then I look up and I go, "I must." And then a little later, I come and I get here to the church. It's now about 2:15, and I walk in the commons, and there's a bride. I go, "That's right, we got a wedding in 10 minutes. It wasn't that bad. But somehow life has to go forward. So all of a sudden, the bride comes in and a beautiful wedding happens. Something calls me to get my head out of the sand. And I realize not just to celebrate a wedding, but there are perhaps people who are there at that wedding who have all kinds of questions about the church, So I asked God, may this be the best wedding I've ever done for their sake. I mean, yes, for the young couple too. But for those who are maybe angry, frustrated, disillusioned, given up. If there's ever been a time when we as a church community need to get out of ourselves and live the calling that God has given to each one of us, to manifest the gifts and charisms that God has given to each one of us, it's today. There's never been perhaps a time more in the history of the church when the church needs, where Christ needs, the body of Christ needs you and me to be all that God has called us to be. Invite us to think tangibly about this. It's a little green card you'll see in your pews. You can hand them out. There's some for every man, woman, child. You'll see them at the end of the pews. You see them right there in front of you. Yeah. Did you get one? All right. See, it seems like one of the things I'm actually grateful for is that when there's something difficult, troubling, awful that happens, there's ways in which God calls me to love even more, to expand my heart even more, to give even more. And perhaps that's one of the things that's happening today, so that for you and for me, for us, for the church, what we're being invited to is to give even more, to love even more. You might be saying, I can't do anymore, but God is calling it, like that child who cries when someone dies and says, hey, feed me. So our homework for this week is to write down a gift, talent, charism that you believe God has given to you. To bring them next Sunday, to offer them to the Lord and say, thank you for giving me these gifts, these talents, these abilities. Because one thing we want to know for sure is that God has called no one here to put his or her head into the sand. But rather what God has called all of us to do is to let our light shine so brightly before others that others will give glory to our Heavenly Father. Because you and I are called to be, as Jesus says, the light of the world. And for us, it might mean dying to ourselves. It might mean that instead of saying, I'm going to take this day off, this week off, I'm not going to serve, that we actually serve more. We give more. And doing so, we will love more. And loving more, we will manifest God more profoundly. This is a time in the history of the church, not to say I'm running away, but rather this is a time in the church to say, Lord, with all due humility, help me to know the gifts, charisms that you have given to me, that I might use those for your glory. Because maybe that will bring the healing that someone needs, the grace that someone needs, extend the hope that someone's longing for. I'm so grateful for my Uncle Don saying, hey, let's get some food. May I be that for some of you, for some of those I encounter in the world this week. God has blessed us. Let's use our gifts for his glory.